Well, there's been a lot of discussion from both sides of the view about the proposed kangaroo processing plant that is looking to open. So to look at it from another perspective, we've got the president of the Australian Society for Kangaroos in Castlemaine, Nikki Sutterby, with us. Nikki, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure.
So, Nikki, this is something that's come up that the mayor of Loddonshire Council, where the place is going to be, has said the sort of local community has welcomed the plan because it creates some jobs, about 10. You're speaking from a different perspective. What do you think?
Yeah, look, most people in Australia don't really know what goes on within the kangaroo meat and skins industry. It's not an ethical industry at all. There was a Victorian government report into the industry in Victoria that was published a few years ago that was well kept secret, and that exposed there was widespread fraud, corruption, cruelty, illegal activity, overshooting, and then it was completely unregulated and unsupervised at the point of kill, which means basically there's no one out there protecting kangaroos and their joeys at night at the hands of this industry. Another government report, it was a federal government research study actually into the treatment of joeys by the kangaroo meat and skins industry, and that exposed widespread cruelty to joeys after they killed the mother. So shooters would be swinging joeys by their legs, smashing them with iron bars, stomping on them, smashing them against rocks, and then, you know, just throwing them in the dirt, not even checking they were dead. And the little out-of-pouch orphans that were still dependent on their mother, but out of the pouch, they were just left to die. 99% of those were just left to die. So this particular abattoir that plans to process 1,000 to 2,000 kangaroos per week, this will result in around 1,000 little joeys dying in this way every week. The local population has only been estimated by the government to be around 80,000. Now, at 1,000 to 2,000 a week, that's that local population gone. So people don't really understand what all this means, and the government tries really hard to keep it secret.
Some terrible, shocking things you say there. About the industry, but they're obviously, I mean, I guess not everybody is totally unethical. Is there any room for middle ground, Nikki? Because, I mean, some farmers are going to, well, they feel, have to cull some kangaroos because they can be problematic on the farming side. So, you know, is there any room, any middle ground?
Well, this, unfortunately, RSPCA studies, and now this federal government study into the industry has shown that's the way they treat orphan joeys. It's been going on. The RSPCA study was done in 1985, and then again in 2002. And then the federal government study was published in 2014. Nothing has changed. They don't even understand their own regulatory code of practice. They're meant to find the orphan joey that's out of the pouch but still drinking from its mother. They're meant to find that joey and shoot it, but they don't even bother because it takes too much effort and time because that little joey runs away. Now, you know, bashing to death joeys is not illegal. That's what the code of practice tells them to do. They need to kill that pouch joey. They have to bash it to death. They have to smash it over their head with a blunt object. So that is actually not cowboy behaviour. That is actually government recommendations that's how they have to kill that pouch joey. So that doesn't change no matter what the ethics of the shooter is. But the science is saying that this industry isn't changing.
Do you think you would be more acceptable if there were regulation on the industry and people did the right thing? Or is it a sort of a blanket ban in your mind?
Well, it'd be great if they were supervised in the field. But they are not. They're operating out there on their own, these shooters. So no one is ever going to know what's happening to these kangaroos and their joeys. You would have to have an officer or a vet out there with every shooter, and they're just not going to do that. They just don't care enough. The government and the RSPCA has known about this for 40 years, and nothing is changing. So the only thing that can change is if people don't support this industry and stand up and fight for these creatures. It's our national icon, and we're treating it like this, and then turning it into pet food. It's just horrific. And this is the stuff that most people don't know, because the industry is so powerful and farmers are so powerful, and they get what they want.
Oh, yeah. It's certainly some disturbing thoughts there, Nikki. We appreciate you putting your views forward, and thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks very much, guys. Thanks.
All the best. Nikki Sutterby, President of the Australian Society for Kangaroos.